The other option is I could bring him maybe a crisp bap. Anybody out there a fan of a crisp sandwich? Remember the good old days? You take the Belfast bap, the cheese and onion crisps, maybe a bit of butter, depending on your preference, and you've got yourself an Ulster classic. You may have seen the satirical website, the Ulster Fries Report, of a new crisp sandwich cafe recently. Well, one cafe is intending to turn the spoof into a reality. That Wee Cafe, a pop-up restaurant on Bedford Street, is opening the doors of Belfast's, and possibly the world's, first ever crisp sandwich cafe. I'm joined by the owner of That Wee Cafe, Andre McMenamin, and also the creators of the Ulster Fry website. They're on the line. They want to be known simply as Billy and Seamus. Billy and Seamus, let's start with you. So, Billy, first of all, take us back to the start. Where did this all come from? Because it all starts from the website as a spoof, and it now becomes reality.
Well, I suppose basically you've got everybody loves a crisp sandwich, and there's not a sandwich in the world that can't be made into something special by throwing a few crisps in on top. So I saw the cereal cafe opening over in London. I'm sure you picked up on that story.
Yes, we talked about that this morning, yes.
Well, I think the next logical conclusion is to wheel that into a crisp sandwich cafe, serving that great Ulster delicacy that we all love so much.
And the reaction to first of all, the spoof report, what sort of reaction came there?
It was very, very funny. Well, it basically went viral. Viral for us, we only started as a parody site on the internet and started there just before Christmas, and suddenly we had 7,000 Facebook shares. We had Jay Rayner, the food critic, tweeting about it and so on. And a lot of people, maybe who only read the first couple of paragraphs of the article, believing that this was true. You know, we had a cafe that was typical of those kind of very trendy cafes where it's serving the food on reused scaffolding boards, you know, the kind of cafe where you get your food in a cold bucket, that type of idea. So we were taking it to the extreme, we thought, but a lot of people seemed to believe it. And then the next thing, we got a wee tweet from Andrew saying he quite liked the idea and would we be interested in sort of teaming up with him to launch a proper crisp sandwich cafe. The Simply Crispy brand is now going to be a major franchise, I'm sure.
I want to try and get callers this morning on their crisp sandwich experiences. What makes a good crisp sandwich? Are you a fan? I know I certainly am. Seamus, what for you makes the ideal crisp sandwich? I mean, does it need to have a Belfast bap? Does it need to have butter?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I would be a fan of actually the morning crisp sandwich. I'm a big fan of Watsits on toast, actually, which
right.
I've told Andrew should definitely be on the menu as a breakfast option. But apart from that, I do enjoy a slice of ham and some potato, cheese and onion.
Right, interesting. And varying the brands, of course, many brands of crisps available. There's you're spreading your bread, so to speak, upon the waters. Andrew McMenamin, who's going to be the owner of this cafe. So what's the plan, Andrew? What can we expect when we walk through the doors?
Well, what you can expect is lots of baps, lots of crisps, lots of bread, lots of sandwiches.
Will there be a gourmet version of a crisp sandwich?
There will be eventually. I'm working closely with Billy and Seamus to devise and roll out the inner ring, which will be the showcase sandwich, which is mentioned in the article. So hopefully down the line that becomes a reality and we can roll that out.
Alan from Ballymoney's been in touch. He has actually managed to text us a picture this morning of his crisp sandwich. He says you couldn't eat bait it. That's BATE. Where did your sort of crisp sandwich loving experience begin, Andrew? I mean, I have to say it was at school for me, and there was a branch of O'Hara's Bakery across the road, and you know the bap of choice was the crusty Belfast bap, and then you took the dough out of the middle, and you would eat the dough, and then crunch up the crisps, and if it was a decent size of a Belfast bap, you'd maybe even get two packets of crisps poured into the middle of the bap, and it was just absolute heaven. It was brilliant.
Yes, absolutely. Same here. Started for me at primary school and went on to secondary school, where the staple lunch of us at Lapdale Boys was the Belfast bap full of crisps. Potato, cheese and onion was the flavour of choice, but we did branch out onto space raiders and things like that. A lot of butter and, if you were really flat on a Friday, a slice of ham.
Sammy's on the shingle this morning. Morning, Sammy.
Hello.
Is this an establishment you would be looking to visit, do you think?
Yes, but you see, what I have is potato, cheese and onion, a bit of cheese and a bit of daddy sauce on it. And it tastes like a cheeseburger. It is absolutely lovely.
So you have brown sauce in your crisp sandwiches?
Brown sauce and cheese and potato, cheese and onion. It's the three main ingredients.
All these variations on your menu, Andrew.
Yes, the all-American 100% will offer a variety of different sauces, sweet chilli being one. Sweet chilli with Monster Munch in a bath is heaven. We're offering some sides as well to make it a complete meal, so it's not just a crisp sandwich. There's going to be some water-flavoured chips on there. We've got sweet with Monster Munch coupon, which was, I can't remember if it was Billy or Seamus' idea, but we tried it last night and it was fantastic.
Billy, did you ever think you would get to this point? Because, you know, obviously with a banner spoof and you throw it up there and then you see this reaction. I mean, did you ever at any stage think that there would be a cafe actually specialising in crisp sandwiches?
It is a totally surreal experience altogether. I mean, Andrew mentioned the inner ring there. Now, that was me taking it to the absolute extreme where you roll a slice of bread up and you insert it through the onion ring so you've got a crisp sandwich inside out, and that was, to me, that was being as ridiculous as you possibly could be in any kind of food stuff. And then for Andrew then to sort of think there, we can turn it into reality. And like, I believe me, I have done that and I've eaten it, and it is very tasty.
So I have this image of sort of Billy and Seamus and sort of every possible variation, or you wake up in the middle of the night at 3:30 in the morning and say, I have thought of something else. There's another variation of what I can do with a slice of bread and a bag of crisps. Is this what happens, Seamus?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we actually had a quite in-depth conversation about all the types of crisp sandwiches that we like and all that. I mean, it was actually... It was actually Billy's idea to put the Monster Munch croutons into the salad, and we were just kind of having this really surreal conversation, and we're like, is this actually happening?
What flavour Monster Munch though? That's the big thing.
Well, I think you have to go for a fiery.
Do you think so? Personally. I would go pickled onion, I think, maybe.
It's
controversial, man. No. Martha Kelly's on the line. Morning, Martha.
Brannigan's roast beef and mustard.
Oh, here we go. Yes. Uh-huh. Banana.
On a brown bap.
On a brown bap?
Yeah.
So a brown bap, a Brannigan's roast beef and mustard, and a banana.
Yeah.
That's the way forward, is it?
And plenty of butter.
And plenty of butter. Have you tried that one yet, Billy?
It sounds interesting, I must admit. But like I say, any sandwich you have, I mean, the first thing I do whenever I get into work, first thing I do at lunchtime, you open the sandwich and you stick a few crisps inside it.
Yes.
So you can have it basically anything. It adds that wee bit of crunch, that wee bit of bite. Like I say, it turns an ordinary sandwich experience into something very special. So you're adding flavour and crunch to your normal run-of-the-mill ham and cheese and so on. So banana and what was it saying? Brannigan's,
yes. Brannigan's roast.
I don't know. Andrew maybe should have a look at that one as well. We were relying on his chef abilities. We're just two idiots putting night and stuff on the toilet. You know,
come up with a load of great ideas. Here's Mal. Mal's on the line. Mal, is this something that would have you at the door looking for the speciality crisp sandwiches?
Oh, definitely, Joel. I actually had one from a tea last night there.
Excellent, yes.
Belfast spot, potato, cheese and onion, 3 whacks of cooked ham in it.
The cooked ham goes in as well, does it?
Well, it didn't when I went to a boys' model. It was just a boys' model sandwich, I called it.
Oh, that O'Hara's Bakery, I tell you. You used to have to get deliveries over lunchtime. They were selling that much stuff.
You better believe it. You wouldn't get near it. You wouldn't get into it.
Wouldn't have got in front of you in the queue anyway, I'm sure, Mal.
It's definitely the best sandwich on the planet. But then I was also looking at the Ulster Fry Facebook there.
Yes.
Some of the prices. I hope he's not going to be charging the prices he has on the Facebook there. £4 for a Belfast Bob Batiri, Chris, isn't it?
I think Andrew's prices are going to be more reasonable than our ridiculous London party prices. But yeah, it was definitely something we wanted to play up. Also, we thought it was hilarious that it would be 50p extra to cut off a crust. I think Andrew's going to maybe do a special offer and do that for free.
Right. Well, listen, we're going to have to move on. But listen, good luck with it all, and certainly got the taste buds going. I think I'm going to have to go and get myself a crisp bap after the programme. Thanks to Andrew and to Seamus and to Billy.